Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali. Welcome to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Friday night, y'all. It's 10:22 p.m. on the West Coast. Now, y'all know how I get down. I just come on at any time on my podcast, you know. I ain't got no time set for it, none of that shit. Well, anyway, let's get down to the nitty-gritty of some shit I want to talk about on my list for tonight, y'all. Now, we got this Spotify. Now, there's ads on Instagram promoting. I mean, you got the ads, this, I don't know, self-promotion, whatever. They always want to say if you're getting tired or not, making no money. No, streams. You have a problem with your streams, you try to promote your music, and Spotify be removing your music because of fraudulent. You know, you can't trust those ads either, ladies and gentlemen, because they are not trustworthy at all. They're not trustworthy. I was reading a comic session. There's this some promo Spotify promotional service called Boost Collective. While in the comic session, I was reading, somebody said it was the best service ever. And then somebody else said that they almost got banned from Spotify from using Boost Collective. Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm finna tell y'all out there who are artists, you cannot trust any promotional site that said it would promote your music on Spotify. Because right about now, whatever the hell Spotify did, they got their shit to where if you try to make a fortune, make a grip, and get your streams played and shit, they remove your shit for fraudulent. It's crazy, y'all. It is crazy. So I advise you to not promote your music on Spotify. But if you do, try to not overdo it as much. Maybe every now and then or sometime. You know, I like using Tidal. Like, all my music is on Tidal. All my music is on Tidal. Tidal pays artists the most music, and they do not remove your music like Spotify. Spotify has removed it. Multiple albums, I release it on there. So the next album I release will not be on Spotify. It'll be on every music platform, including Tidal, except Spotify. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to promote your music, the best way to do it is promote it on these sites right here, folks. Let me see. Deezer, Tidal, Pandora, and Apple Music, and any other platform is good. Spotify, skip Spotify, because they will remove your music. Like, let me give you guys an example. I was trying to get 500,000 streams, and they removed my music. Then I had a couple of other albums I put out, they removed them too. You know, I went through the, you know, they got those promotional service with Spotify, and they will put your music on a Spotify playlist. That's what I was doing, trying to get streams, and they removed my damn shit. I'm so sick and tired of Spotify. Right about now, I'm afraid to promote my music on that motherfucker. Then I was thinking to myself, should I still do it every now and then? I thought, yeah, but then at the same time, I'm thinking about, nah, why the hell should I waste my money promoting my music on Spotify when I can promote my music on Tidal and make more money and don't have to worry about my music getting removed? So there you have it, folks. If you want to promote your music, do it on Tidal, on any other music platform, except Spotify. Don't overdo it. Maybe every now and then a little bit, but promote your music on Tidal, Deezer, Pandora, Amazon Music, Apple. Those are the best places you need to promote your music on. iTunes, ladies and gentlemen, and you'll be fine. You won't have to worry about your music getting removed, you know? Spotify, man, I don't know what the hell they did, ladies and gentlemen, but it's crazy on that motherfucker. It's, you can't even rack up no streams. I mean, you can't get a bunch of streams and try to rack up no money. You can't, because them motherfuckers got like some extra security shit. What the hell? Triple layers or some shit? Do they monitor shit? That, I mean, it's real bad on Spotify, y'all. Well, anyway, let me move on to the next subject, ladies and gentlemen. Let me go down my list right here. Netta and Charles. They're going to be on what? Love and Hip Hop. Ladies and gentlemen, you have got to be kidding me. Netta and Miss Charles are going to be on Love and Hip Hop. I would like to know, ladies and gentlemen, what the hell is hip hop about two gay men getting BBLs, getting surgery, on a Instagram, whatever, on TV, whatever the hell they was on? Love and Hip Hop is supposed to be Love and Hip Hop is supposed to be for artists, hip hop artists, motherfucking legends who's been around decades and shit. What is Love and Hip Hop with Charles, Netta, and Miss Charles? That's what I would like to know, ladies and gentlemen. Not a motherfucking thing. Watch the ratings go down. Now, I seen little clips and saw Saucy Santana on there. Okay, a little jock. Yeah, whatever. But now you got Miss Charles and Netta. What the hell is love? What love? Where's the love and where's the fucking hip-hop? They might have the love, nigga, but where is the hip-hop? Why the hell is they putting two gay men on this motherfucking show? I mean, they ain't got shit to do. Whatever they do is going on between them ain't got nothing to do with love and hip-hop. Who the hell gonna beef with these motherfuckers? They ain't no legends. They don't make no hip-hop music. Name an album they put out. I mean, come on, man. What's love and hip hop about them? It's supposed to be love and hip hop, not, I don't know what the hell to call it. I know, ladies and gentlemen, that Netta and Miss Charles being on Love and Hip Hop, nigga, is not no love. It ain't no hip hop. They may love one another, damn it, but they ain't got an ounce of hip hop. Shit. Shit is crazy, man. Hey, watch the ratings go down, ladies and gentlemen. I doubt if anybody gonna watch that shit because right now, if they put them on that motherfucker, that ain't no love and hip-hop, nigga. That's a shit show. I mean, what the hell? I just don't get it. I'm going to say it like this, ladies and gentlemen. Putting Netta and Miss Charles on Love and Hip-Hop is going to bring down the value of a show. And the ratings are going to go down. Because ain't nobody gonna be trying to watch that shit. Somebody said on Instagram, who in the hell's gonna beef with these niggas? I'm gonna tell y'all right now, nobody. I mean, really, what they gonna do? Get on there and try to instigate some shit over somebody not making somebody. Hold on. They gonna get on this motherfucking loving hip hop show, right? Make somebody straight, uncomfortable, right? And then they gonna get to start talking they shit and start beefing with them. That's what the hell was gonna happen. You know? Some gay people will go around straight people and then try to make them uncomfortable, try to instigate something, try to start some shit. And they gonna be going back and forth, trying to fight somebody straight. That's what the hell is gonna happen. I'm telling y'all, watch the motherfucking ratings go down. Love and hip hop. Supposed to be love and hip hop. Motherfucking hip hop pioneers. Legends of that motherfucker. Not two gay men with BBLs and shit. That shit is crazy. That's way out of character. That ain't no love and hip hop. That's a fucking hot mess. That's some real shit, y'all. Oh my goodness. Okay, let me go down my list, ladies and gentlemen. Jennifer Hudson. Kick it common to the curb, y'all. Now, that shit is crazy, y'all. But you know what? He's been with multiple women. He's been with J-Lo. Wasn't he with Halle Berry? He's just been with multiple women. You know, somebody said he's for the streets. You know what? Yeah, he's been with a lot of women. Common been with a lot of women. And Jennifer Hudson had common sense and kicked his ass to the curb. I'm glad. I'm happy for her. Because common just run through women like X-Lax do through a greedy motherfucker. When they eat some shit they should been eating. He run through women like X-Lax. I mean, really. Damn, man. It's like the diarrhea. Common just go to women after women. What, didn't he date Queen Latifah before? Damn, that shit is crazy. This motherfucker is a serial dater. He go through woman after woman after woman after woman after woman. Yes, he belongs to the streets. That's why Jennifer Hudson don't want to marry him, whatever. You know, he probably going to waste her time. Shit going to fall apart. They ain't going to rock with each other no more. Then he going to go find another woman. Get with her. Do the same old thing. This nigga comment is stuck on repeat. But I'm glad that Jennifer Hudson had common sense to kick his ass to the curb, y'all. I'm glad. Shit. All right, now let me go down my list some more. Ladies and gentlemen, check this shit out. This shit is crazy, y'all. Now, they was talking about women. There was some women, like I said, y'all, they don't appreciate shit today. You know, they always complaining about shit. Now, some woman, like I saw on Instagram, was a couple of women sitting around together. And one was talking about a guy sent her $30 for lunch or some shit. And she got mad. She said that wasn't enough. I'm like, damn, what the hell? What do you want? Somebody to spend $100 or $1,000 just to feed your ass? Who in the hell gonna spend a couple hundred dollars on a take your ass out to lunch? Knowing damn well, we ain't buying no fucking groceries. We gonna have a good damn meal. What meal out there is gonna cost you $100 fucking? Talk about $30 wasn't enough. You know what? Like I said, y'all, it's the thought that counts. I mean, shit. These ladies today, these women today, want a motherfucker to spoil them to death. With hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars. It's about $30 wasn't enough. That is enough. Stop being so greedy. See, some women don't appreciate shit. And they're greedy than a motherfucker. They always complain and complain and complain. So some of them will always remain single. Shit. Just think if they ever ran into a good man. Had everything going for himself. He tried to help her out and give her a little lunch. Ain't gonna cost him about $20, $30. And she say she hungry, but that's not enough. Not enough, man. You know, some women don't appreciate shit. You know, just you can't help women out these days. They want a motherfucking human ATM. They want a millionaire. If you spending money on her, it's got to be a few hundred for lunch. What the fuck? Ain't no way in hell somebody gonna spend $100 on your ass for lunch. Ain't that about a bitch? Shit is just crazy, y'all. Talking about $30 is not enough. If any woman tell you that, fellas, drop her right there. This is the way I am. I'm going to tell y'all some real shit. If you cannot bring her to McDonald's with you, and she don't want to eat McDonald's with you, this is what I say. This is what I'm saying. Don't even, if she don't want to eat McDonald's with you, don't let her eat steak with you and drink a $500 champagne either. Because she don't appreciate shit. If she can't expect a little thing, the little things you do for her, she damn sure don't do shit big for her at all. Shit, that's who I am. If she don't want to eat with you and rock with you when you ain't got shit, when you get money, don't give her shit. Don't rock with her then. This what I'm like. If you don't want to rock with me when I ain't got shit, don't rock with me when I got something. Don't rock with me when I got shit and I'm up. That's some real shit. You know, shout out to Kendrick Lamar, though, y'all, because he's been with the same woman he was broke with. And he's getting money now, and they still together. Now, that's a ride and die chick. Now, that's a faithful black woman. The world would be a better place today if women weren't so materialistic. Some women say, oh, I'm not materialistic. I don't believe that for one bit. Bullshit. Because all the motherfuckers are materialistic. They always going by, what's in your bank? How much money you got? It's always the same old shit on repeat. Some say they're not materialistic. It's a fucking lie. They might not trip off material items and shit, but they damn so trip off of what you making in your damn bank account. That's some real fucking shit. They always want to put that shit on Instagram. That won't work. Oh, I'm not materialistic. Bullshit. The majority of women in general, they are materialistic. It don't have to be material items, motherfucker. It depends on how much fucking money you got in your fucking bank account. That's some real shit. Okay, let me go down my list, y'all. Now, LeBron James was giving Diddy his flowers, ladies and gentlemen. And there was a video of him saying, ain't no Diddy, ain't no party like the Diddy party. It was it's an old-ass video. The motherfucker that went viral. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's what's up, you know. LeBron James was giving Diddy his flowers. But y'all motherfuckers on Instagram was trying to shame LeBron James like he did something wrong. I'm like, that motherfucking video is so fucking old. Why don't the hell y'all dig up some old shit y'all did from decades ago and put that shit on Instagram for a viral moment? Motherfuckers just love going through the trenches, bringing up old shit that happened from decades ago. Oh, so-and-so said this, so-and-so did this, so-and-so did that. Why don't y'all start digging up shit you did a decade ago, and see if it'll go viral on social media? Y'all motherfuckers make a big deal out of anything. The video ain't shit, but an old-ass video of LeBron James giving P. Diddy his flowers. I noticed some real shit. Now, I was on Instagram, and they said they spotted P. Diddy at the golf course, whatever, with his daughters, his twin daughters. I'm like, damn, a black man can't even be a father to his kids because y'all motherfuckers wanna bring him down while he falling. Y'all cheering. Ain't that some shit? He can't even be. Y'all just throw all that shit out the window. It makes no difference what type of family man he was, what he did for the community. None of that motherfucking shit. Y'all just throw everything out the fucking window. He can't even be a father to his damn kids because y'all motherfuckers are cheering for him while he falling. Y'all cheering and clapping. And I said, some of y'all people and then some of y'all black women are petty to the motherfucker because a black man can't win. He can't even be a father to his own damn kids because y'all motherfuckers are petty as fuck. That's some real shit. There's some petty ass black woman out there. Oh, don't let me get started on 50 Cent X, his baby mama. He was talking about getting sole custody of his son. All of a sudden, she want to come with this accusation, this allegedly rape accusation. People said she was lying. I believe she lying too. Because why the hell is you bringing up that shit now? You wasn't doing that shit not until 50 Cent was talking about getting custody of his son. Now all of a sudden she been raped by him. Allegedly raped by 50 Cent. That's bullshit. That's a fucking lie. Go some fucking where with that petty shit. Ladies and gentlemen, what the hell is up with women being petty to the motherfucker? Soon as you want your child, you taking care of your child. You want full custody. You want to take care of your kid. All of a sudden, you want to be petty to the motherfucker. You don't want to be with him. Y'all not together. So you want to tell lies and shit. Talk about he raped you. What is a serious allegation? False accusation and shit. Why would you want to be that way? It's some petty ass women out there. I seen brothers taking care of their kids, being a father to their child, to the children. And the mother got the nerve to be petty, get a motherfucker, and messy with a bunch of bullshit. Ain't that about some shit? But yet you got deadbeat motherfuckers who are not fair taking care of their kids. They don't want to have nothing to do with them. They don't even call the police on them. They don't be messy with them. They don't lie and say they raped them. But anytime a nigga is taking care of his motherfucking responsibility, taking care of his kids, you want to be petty to the motherfucker. You want to start some bullshit. Why don't you leave that man alone? Let him take care of his kids, raise his damn kids. Why don't you be petty to them deadbeat bum motherfuckers you been laying up having kids with, ladies? That's some real shit. You don't be petty to the motherfucker with them. You don't spread no lies and say they rape you. None of that shit. But you always want to fuck over the good men that's being fathers to the kids. Why the hell you won't fuck around the deadbeat motherfuckers? That's some crazy ass shit. And that's some real shit for real, ladies. Let men be fathers to their child, to their children. And stop messing him over being petty to the motherfucker. Just because you y'all not together, he fucking with somebody else. He ain't rocking with you. You want to be petty to the motherfucker. Some type of way. Ain't that some shit. But yet, y'all don't be petty to all them deadbeat motherfuckers. And you know what I don't get, y'all? Why is it that any good man out there, when he gets with y'all, he gotta prove himself. He gotta have this. He gotta have that. He gotta be well put together. But yet, yo, deadbeat baby daddy, that motherfucker ain't even handle his responsibility. You don't charge him shit. He ain't even on child support. He do what he do. Other than that, you don't want to be bothered with his ass. But another man come in your life, you want him to take on a full responsibility. He gotta be this. He gotta be that. But that deadbeat motherfucker you laid up and fucked, had a kid with, he nowhere around. You don't want to be bothered with him. That shit is just crazy, y'all. Leave 50 Cent alone, man. Stop coming up here lying, talking about he raped you. Oh, now he raped you. Now, since he want to get custody of his kid, now you want to spread some motherfucking false allegations and shit. That's some bullshit, man. Shit is crazy, y'all. Now, little baby, this motherfucker done painted his nails. I don't give a damn about the shit, but I find a need to talk about the shit. Now, you know you got motherfucking rockers been doing that shit, painting their nails, gothic and shit. But little baby said, he never painted his nails. But he had the motherfucker in one of his damn videos, yo. He got his fingers up and shit to the camera. You can clearly see the motherfucking nails is painted. Maybe he had somebody paint the motherfuckers for him. You know what I'm going to tell y'all what I said on Instagram, y'all. Y'all better get y'all fucking baby and shut the fuck up. I don't give a damn what the nigga did. How the fuck y'all going to rock with this nigga, right? Y'all rock with the motherfucker one day. Since y'all seen that nigga with painted nails, all of a sudden, y'all don't want to rock with the motherfucker. Y'all are some funny style motherfuckers, for real. Y'all some two-faced motherfuckers. Soon as y'all seen the nigga painted his nails, y'all don't want shit to do with the motherfucker. But yet, y'all was rocking with that nigga the other day, singing his praises, dance to his music. Now all of a sudden, oh, this nigga gay, this nigga that, this nigga whatever, man. Be true, you know, to a nigga. Be a real fan. Don't be a fair weather fan. You see a nigga paint his nails, all of a sudden, that ain't y'all boy no more. Y'all better get y'all baby and shut the fuck up. Man, them fans is crazy, ain't it? Ain't they? The motherfuckers are all fair weather fans. One minute, they love you. The next day, they tripping and shit, and they don't rock with you no more. Shit is crazy as hell. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. Thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth, folks. Woo! After all that, damn, I need a damn drink. Well, happy Friday night, y'all. Shit. And I'm off this motherfucker. Until the next time, folks, stay safe. Don't break the laws. And I'm out. Peace.